Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Podimation update. Now, I've probably done, I think over 30 Podimation updates. So Podimation is just basically software technique, componentry, just to produce podcasts. I produce a fair amount of them, and the purists would say that I'm actually doing just voice memos, because what I do is I've decided just to keep on doing voice memos, and slowly over lots and lots of podcasts slowly improve the overall technique. So I'm just going to go over the improvements at this stage, and this is sort of comfort and stuff like that. Well, for you it's not comfortable, for me it's getting a bit more comfortable. So the major idea behind the podcasts is to be able to speak coherently on topics, probably make them a bit interesting and stuff like that, but behind the scenes I've got to cognitively rehab, sort of plan, think things through, then produce something, eventually move into different, more from a secure base into things like interviewing or doing multiple part things, or think about a punchline at the end, sort of structuring things. It's a slow, hard grind, and it's true for any types of rehab. It's a variety and context and mixing and matching just pushes through there. So it's like anything, if you just keep on doing the same thing, it's got sort of a turnover. It's difficult to gain you improve, but the benefit of the improvement is minimized. Sorry about that one. Getting back to it, I've had to podcast while walking, which is, I think, perhaps unique and possible only in sleepy little village like Glenbrook, where you can walk at night and without fear of interruption or anything like that. Very rare that you would meet anyone walking at night, so you can do that. And of course I have to walk to do my level of activity to compensate my weakness of my flesh, sort of eating today. I had a now I've been told off saying this, but it is relevant. I had a fairly beautiful meal, quite a nice meal, at the Croydon Club. And I'll say that a bit later on. There's a place, so we're in the Blue Mountains, Croydon, and that is the sort of old Western Sydney before Sydney expanded with millions and millions of people. And there was a convention there, and I had some pork and stuff like that, and I was able to stop myself, sort of realizing the suite was enormously big, the serves are enormously big. I was able to have half the sweets and stuff like that, and cut things down. And this is one of the basic things you have to do. I think I was 15 kilograms overweight, and now I'm only 5 kilograms, but those 5 kilograms have got to really work out, and you just have to really keep on pushing yourself, not having sugary drinks and just burning off those calories. Of course, walking isn't necessarily all that efficient at doing that, but exercise bikes are, but that's sort of just, that kills you. Okay, that being said, as part of this, you have to walk when it's not sort of interfering with the rest of the family, and you have to do things like I have to sort of build circuits or do things with the family, so I only get to walk late at night. And being winter here, it's actually can get quite cold. And I know things get much colder overseas, but it drops down to 8 degrees at that type of temperature. And so it's taken a little while to buy a scarf from an op shop and buy a... the hardware stores had beanies for $3 each. And you and so finally I'm getting a bit warm as I'm going to the place and stuff like that. Now, getting on to the podcast equipment, it's taken a while to move away from an omnidirectional microphone, proximity microphone, which picks up conversations and train noises. Here comes a train at this point. I'll just point it at you. And that's a massive train noise. And with your directional microphone, you can actually cut that out. And I eventually went to a podcast conference and they said, oh, it's all in the microphone. And I began designing a microphone. And I eventually designed a directional microphone, a directional shotgun microphone. Then rather than go off and build it, I've actually purchased a small one. Which I found in an op shop. So there you go. Well, that's one that I have here. Then attaching it to your podcast machine and trying to get the quality there. And what happened there is that the plug would fall out. So I've got a system of rubber bands which stick it all together. So this is all getting it together. Then that is... went mono, and so when I asked it to stick stereo to mono together, it just didn't. And the system, the error trapping I have doesn't just report, I should get it to report error, you know, as simple as this: the error output scan for the word error and then email me the word error, an error has occurred. I should do that. And I say if I was commercializing the software, I would get it to, if it's encountered an error, send you an email. This type of stuff. So this gets into the Podomation software, which is relatively stable. And essentially, at the end of this, I just... plug it in, write a few things. I've sort of lost track of the cognitive hard yards I was doing of writing a quiz for every podcast, because you know, basically people weren't doing it, and it's sort of the sort of focus on getting back to the classroom has, I suppose, gradually moved away. And I suppose the thing that I did is that. We've got broadband coming, and what essentially happens is that our copper network is really tired and really old, and it failed. They came in, it was actually in the space of, 300 metres, it had broken at five separate points. So they spent half a day fixing it, and it increased by a factor of 10. Then... a month later, that's gone away. It's, yeah, and there's just the integrity of the network is not there. But that slow speed meant that I had to write the software or organize the software that it does its work and then actually just puts out the... publishes it when it can, at the speed that it can. So what happens is it gangs and produces it. So the main idea is that it takes the data as quickly as possible from a device, then processes it, and then as it's processing it, feeds things off. So this mechanism means that I stick the USB in, and within a couple of seconds, I pull the USB out and the process begins. So as far as I'm concerned, it only takes a few seconds to upload, but the computers are at the background slowly churning across, and it may be an hour later before something's up on the internet ready to be published. So that's an overall review of the Podomation, and I don't know, I'll have to get back. One of the things I have to do now is back it up. I had it automatically backing up on Dropbox, but the way Dropbox operates is it is over generous in storing things, so I'll and has filled itself up, so I'll either have to get back into Dropbox or get something there. So that concludes the summary of where I'm up to in Podomation. Thanks for listening. Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.